Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's wonderful to see the friends that we have in the ministry. Are you good this morning? Probably you are surprised. I've asked some young people to take a front seat. And some of you are wondering now what is happening. Moruti is asking us and all that to come, you know, a bit closer. Because my message this morning, and it is more, you know, for the young people. Hallelujah. While I was praying and the Lord gave me a word for the young people. Thank you for those of you who are excited. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. And I want to advise even our young people that we have, you know, to say, stop taking a back seat there while we are ministering. And some of you, you are busy with your cell phones there. Let me tell you, it's not going to help you. You're going to miss an opportunity in the presence of the Lord. As a young person, you know, take God serious. You know, when your parents take you to church, you understand? Don't find a corner there and hide and play your games. You know, there are crazy things that are happening today in church. As much as these cell phones can be a blessing, but they can be a curse at the same time. You understand? And I want to encourage you, take God serious. Take this moment very serious and invest in these moments, and you're going to thank God in the near future. Amen. So our theme for July is Game Changer. Game Changer. I love that. Game Changer. And when you look at that word, Game Changer, it simply means someone who steps up and makes a big move that affects the outcome of the game. Look at that. Should I say anyone who steps up and makes a big move that affects the outcome of the game? So that person who steps up and makes a big move, it doesn't matter what type of a background he's coming from, but the main thing is that this person has stepped up, and you know what he did? You know, he made a big move that affected the outcome of the game. That person is called a game changer. And in one definition says, a game changer is a person or idea that transforms the accepted rules. Listen to that. It says, this person, you know, transform the accepted rules, culture, processes, and strategies of an organization. You know, there's what we call accepted rules in our country. You know, and there is what we call the culture of the day, the processes of the day, the norms. And people, they've accepted these things as if they are normal things. But a game changer, it is that type of a person, you know, who comes in and does what, Bazalwane, and transforms, you know, the culture of the day. And I strongly believe that as the Church of Jesus, we are called not to accept the rules of the day. Not just to accept the culture. What other people are doing. But we have been called to do what? To transform. To bring the change. In what is happening. On that day. You know, game changers are like thermostats. Not thermometers. I love that. Because this is a picture that will stick to your mind. You see, when you look at the thermometer is that thing that when you go to the doctor, the nurse will put it under your tongue. A thermometer senses the temperature and gives a report accordingly. It is affected by the temperature. A thermometer will never help you, but it will tell the doctor what is your problem. It will never fix your problem. But it will actually announce your problem. That is a thermometer. Listen, children of God. As the Church of Jesus, we are not called to become thermometers. To report the problem. To make an announcement about the circumstances. The world is complaining, we are also complaining. The world is suffering, we are also suffering. The world is saying there are no jobs, we are also saying there are no jobs. We speak like the world. We are not called to become thermometers, you know, reporting about the environment. The Church of Jesus, it is not called for that. But we are called to become thermostat. at the thermostat, bazalwane, it actually, you know, senses the temperature. And it does not just sense the temperature, but it instructs accordingly. It affects the temperature. Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying the thing that is in your geyser is what you call a thermostat. A geyser, it has what we call a thermostat. It tells the water. It tells the environment. It says to the cold water, you must become hot now. Because the owner of the heart of the house wants you what? Wants you hot. And it also says to the water, you can boil at this degree. You know, you can't boil behind, beyond this. You stop at this level. So a thermostat controls. Oh, my goodness me. Am I talking to somebody this morning who is a game changer? That you are called to become a thermostat. You go into a cold area and you know what you do? You instruct accordingly. You go into a cold area, you tell the area, ukuthi manje benibanda senza ushisa. That is a thermostat. Ayenzi msindo. Ayenzi msindo a thermostat. You don't even see it. You can't see it in the geyser. But it's inside the geyser. When you shower, you begin to hear, to feel the hot water. And you know what is it? It's what is in the inside. It instructs that. I strongly believe as the body of Christ, we have been commanded or instructed, you know, to be thermostat. Wherever we go, bazalwane, singene endaweni sishintsha izinto. Niyangithola bazalwane? Sishintsha izinto. We don't adapt to the environment. Sishintsha izinto. We are not chameleons, Tina. We are not called to become chameleons, but we are called to change the environment. If the environment is red when you come in, you bring that color because you are a thermostat. Look at the person next to you and say, you are called to become a game changer. Come on, give God praise in that place. You are called to become a game changer. Welcome, my darling. Welcome, my... First and second service. Hey, Jesus. Kungeni thermostat. Jesus. So I've got a subtopic this morning. And my subtopic simply says, you are never too young to change the game. Look at the person next to you and say, you are never too young to change the game. If you are sitting next to the old person, say, you are never too old to change the game. But if you are sitting to a young person, say, you are never too young to change the game. Hallelujah. You are never too young to change the game. I love that. You are never too young. Praise the name of Jesus. You see, throughout history, beloved, throughout history of mankind, there are young people, you know, who can be pointed out as game changers. Hallelujah. You know, the youth of 1976, we can say those young people were the game changers of the day. Are you with me? Your Martin Luther King, those were the game changers, you know, of the day, of those days. You know, the list goes on and on. You know, I nearly put the picture of Julius Malema there because he's a game changer as well. But so I wanted to play safe. But you like it or not, he's a game changer. Today we can actually watch Parliament with excitement. You know, people used to sleep in a parliament until Malema and the Red Beret came in. Everybody's awake now. Everybody is awake because he became what, bazalwane? A game changer. That is what I'm talking about. You step in and you change the game. He became a thermostat in the area of politics. Even ordinary people now are interested in politics. We are aware what is happening. When there's parliament, you know, millions and millions of people are watching parliament because it has become exciting because of the game changer. Who came into that space of a parliament. That is what I'm talking about. If you forget my sermon, at least remember the Red Beret, because I strongly believe that God has called us as the children of God, not just to become Red Beret, but to become Red Beret in the kingdom of God, to bring color where there is no color, to bring sense where there is no sense. We have been called to do that as the game changers. If you are the child child of God, wherever you move in, people must feel you. It's so corner. Hi, seven of Muntu, Ongenila will end down. I don't get in there when Besogia Tulega and Tombuzana, but Mongen and Dawen Maxuaga, Luguti, Kunomunt. Even if there are people who are speaking vulgar, but when you come in, they say, hey, it's what I'm rooting. But it's what Ruskabu was so and so thing. Because whenever you're a game changer. But people, if they continue to speak everything, you know, in your presence, there's a problem. You have become a thermometer. But thermostat, when they come in, even the language at work, even lunchtime, the topic begins to change because the thermostat is in the house. Do we have some thermostat this morning? Do we have some thermostat this morning? Do we have some game changers this morning? God has called you to become a game changer, and I pray that you're going to change the game. It doesn't matter your circumstances in your family, because game changers, you know, they even change the circumstances of their families. Are you with me, child of God? You know, because being a game changer is about changing your circumstances. It's also about being a pathfinder for your generation. If there's no path, you become a pathfinder. You know, it's all about being a groundbreaker or a pioneer. Some other things that never happen in your family, they will begin with you. If there was nobody who ever had a degree in your family, be the first one. Are you with me? If there was no business person in your family, be the first one. Are you with me? If there was no person of order in your family, be the first one. I became the first Christian in my family, and I became the game changer. So you can also become a game changer in your family by the decisions that you are taking. You know, as I was preparing this, I was really touched by the life of the young game changers in this world. And the first one is the one that you see on the picture, my right to your left. Her name is Corey Goff, a 15-year-old young girl. You know, she was just introduced a few weeks ago to Wimbledon for tennis. She's a tennis player. She's 15 years old. Something that never happened in Wimbledon, where a 15-year-old young girl appears to play a tennis. And the challenging thing is that she was playing one of the Williams sisters. And she beat her, age 15. Age 15. She's a game changer. She has changed the world of tennis. Something that never happened before, that a young girl age 15 can come to Wimbledon. Because most of them, they come there after 20 and all the, but at age 15, and they ask themselves, how did you achieve so much in short space of time? And listen to what she says. She says, you know, as a young girl, you have to say no to things other kids say yes to, and yes to things other kids say no to. You understand? She says that's how you become a game changer. Let me summarize that for you, young girls and young boys. In a nutshell, she was saying, when other girls were busy, you know, being excited about their breasts, you know, about their puberty, she says, I was in a tennis court. I was in a tennis court. While other girls were busy thinking about dating at that age, she says, I was in a tennis court, you know, hitting the tennis. Hitting the tennis. She was saying, while other boys were busy with the cell phone and the data, mommy, give me data, give me data. She says, I was in a tennis court because I wanted to be a game changer. Look at yourself. How old are you now? How old are you? And what are you busy with? What is it that you are saying yes to? She says, if you want to become a game changer, there are things that you need to say no. And there are those that you need to say yes. 15-year-old girl. And there's another one. She's also 15. Her name is Masai Martin. Some young girls, they know her. I'm glad that you know her. You know, she's an American actress. Not just an actress. She's a singer. And not just a singer. She's a producer. A movie producer. You know, age 15, she produced, some of you know a movie, it's called Little. It's a movie that she produced recently, this young girl, okay? And as an executive, I'm not just saying, she was an executive producer of this movie. Listen what she says. She says, when I could not find characters for girls that look like me, she says, I said, I will create them. She is 15. That's why I've been pumping. Ngithi mina, when South Africans are busy with Nyaube, look at what other girls are doing. Nina manza busy ni chola cholana la. Niashelana niatampana. Nialalana. Age 16 nialalana. Panties down, jokies down. Look at what other girls are doing. Nyangis, look at the person next to you and say, this pastor is speaking some truth now. And she's just started at age 15. She's a millionaire already. Not in rents, in dollars. Look at the person next to you and say, not in rents. And not in Zim dollars. Oh, sorry. Hi, Gabi, my brother. Hi, Gabi. In dollars. Look at another girl. Look at another girl. Her name is Malala. It's Malala. I'm not going to try to pronounce that surname, but it's Malala. Now, she's 21 years old now. She's an activist for female education. Now, age 13, this young girl, age 13, she took a bullet, okay, for her conviction, because she was fighting for the rights, you know, of women, to say women and girls, they deserve, you know, and to go to school. An elderly man in Pakistan took a gun, shot this young girl. They wanted to kill her for her conviction. Uguti, we want girls to go to school. 13-year-old young girl, she stood in public and said it is the right, you know, for women as well to get an education. She says, young as I am, it is my right to get an education. They wanted to kill her for that. Elderly man stood face to face with this young girl. She said, you will not gonna stop me, you know, to get an education. 13-year-old young girl. She stood against Muslims who doesn't want women to be educated. Young as she is, she said, you'd rather kill me. But it's the rights of every girl to have an education. Come on, give God glory for this young girl. Listen to this. When she was 15, she was awarded a Nobel Prize. At age 15. Some of you don't even know what is Nobel Prize. It is the prize that was given to Nelson Mandela, Bill Clinton. Are you with me? I think Desmond Tutu also received that. She received that prize. It's only few people who received that. But listen to her words. She says, when the whole world... Come on, go back. When the whole world is silent, even one voice becomes what? Becomes powerful. And she goes on, she says, with guns you can kill terrorists. With education you can kill terrorism. Can you see her thinking? She says, don't create terrorists. Give them education, because you don't have to deal with terrorism if you have taught them. She's only 21 years old. And you take a 21-year-old yala elokshini umbeke phambi nawo lo mntana. They still complain, hangina mali data. Complaining about data. And all that you are thinking of is a new cell phone and the data. Nokungena ku Facebook, nokubhekana nendaba zabantu ku Facebook, while other people are progressing and they are building their nations. Look at the person next to you and say, this is good stuff, man. Talking about game changers. Okay, I know now, boys, you are worried and say, why is quoting ladies only? Let me give you a young boy. By the name of Mark Zuckerberg. You know, youngsters, maybe they will know him. Listen to me. This boy, age 17, he discovered a Facebook. Some of you beningas, ukuthi le Facebook enhlangahlanga samakhanda kanje iyenzo umntana. I'm talking to elderly people. They are so crazy about Facebook and Twitter. It was created by a child. And now today, even elderly people, they are hooked into a Facebook. It was created by a child. But you see, his vision, he wanted to make sure that people, they communicate. He made this global world so small. Today you can communicate with somebody on the other side. Listen to his words. He says, I am here to build something for the long term. He says, anything else is a distraction. Wow. The thinking of these kids is totally different. If you want to become a game changer, your thinking must be totally different. You cannot become a game changer. You know, those who are playing marbles and all that, they will never change the world. But their thinking must be smart. Listen to me, young girl. You don't have to be beautiful without thinking. You can be beautiful and be smart as well. You can't just be a yellow bone without brains. Be a yellow bone and have brains at the same time. Don't just be a handsome hunk without brains. Be a handsome hunk just like me and have some brains at the same time. Ube muhle ube nengqondo. Uyangibona nawe, uyangibona. Kanti bengicane ngisakhuluma ngobani? Bengizakhuluma ngobani? Mina ngikhuluma ngami. Ube muhle, handsome, tall, handsome, dark, tall and handsome. Ube nengqondo. Ngabe umuntu nje kodwa la kuhava. Ngiyangizwa lona. Be a game changer. Well, some of you know you love this guy, uMessi. Oh, hallelujah. Well, some girls they don't understand, but he's a game changer. He's a game changer. To me, he's a game changer. But listen, you know, I love his statement. He says, I start early and I stay late. Day after day, year after year, it took me 17 years and 114 days to become an overnight success. Wow. Wow. I love that. You know, as much as we celebrate him and say, Messi, makalibambe ibhola, makalibamba. Some of us, see, some of us. But this guy, makalibambe ibhola. It changes the game. But he says to us, as much as you are celebrating me, he says, I start early and I stay late. Day after day, year after year. He says, it took me 17 years and 114 days to become Messi. And a lot of people, they don't understand that. They think it was overnight. He says there's no overnight success. He says if you want to become a game changer, you must start early. Are you with me? And stay late. If you want to become a game changer, you must start early. And to what, Bazalwane? And stay late. You commit to it. You build year after year, day after day. You commit. The problem of our generation, they start things and stop on the way. They start and not finish. If you want to become a game changer, listen to me, you keep on keeping on. Sometimes you're going to face some challenges, but you keep on moving. You keep on moving. Sometimes they close doors for you, but you know it's not going to come easy. It's not going to come easy. That is why they call you a game changer, because there was nothing that was given on the silver platter. You had to work for it. You had to push for it. You had to fight for it. Because game changers, they keep on fighting. Do you think it came easy, this building here? It was not easy to put this infrastructure. It was not easy. It was a battle, Bazalwa. It was a battle. Even the first 6 million rand that I needed to make sure that we build, because we needed some money. Absa Bank did not want to give us some money. I went to Absa Bank. I said, you know what? If you don't give us money, you know, I came up with the accounts of the names of the people in this church who were banking with Absa Bank. I put the list on the table. I said, all these people are banking with you. And then if you don't give us this 6 million, we're going to close their account. All of them, they're going to close their account. They said, okay, Mr. Matebula, we're going to give you that 6 million. I said, yes, give it. Make sure by Monday it's in the account. I'm not here to beg you. I need that money. After all, we are banking with you. And they said, but we must make sure that you pay this 6 million rent. And then in 10 years, I said, 10 years, in 2 years' time, we paid it off. Come on, as I speak, Barcelona, we don't even owe a cent in this building. All of our buildings, all of our buildings, all of our resources, we don't owe a bank anything. Actually, now they're asking me, when are you coming for money? When are you coming for money? Game changers, they don't take no for an answer. Some of you don't know, maybe we need to go back and tell you our history. Tell you our history. When we started building here, and I received a call, it was on Monday, while we were having coffee. While we were having coffee with my wife. And we told her, Mfundis, there's still structure failed. Collapse. It collapsed the whole structure while they were building. My goodness me. I came back here. I had a meeting with an engineer and then with a builder. I said, listen to me. You're not going to compromise your standards because you are building for a black man. I said, you're not going to compromise your standards because you are building for a black man. You're going to do this building accordingly. You are being paid. This is not, we are doing a work of charity, but we are not a charity. There's a difference. I'm doing a work of charity, but I'm not a charity. We are doing God's work. I said, you must make sure you exercise excellence. You're going to take this steel and you're going to go back to your workshop. You're going to redesign it in a better way and come in here. I don't want a black child while he's worshiping here and the whole thing collapses and then everybody dies. In the name of Jesus, go back. And they came in and look what the Lord has done today. Here we are. We are still worshiping in the house of the Lord. Nothing comes easy for game changers. I'm here to encourage you, African child. The days of begging and waiting for the gifts and then Izinto Zamahala are over. We need to rise. We need to rise. You know, the first thing, if I can be made a president in this country, the first thing that I will cut is my grant. The first thing that I will cut, it will be a grant. Unfortunately, I'm not. But when I cut a grant, cut. We are humble. You are candling and funny camp a government. What are you laughing? What did I do? Oh, ngai lapa, ma'am. No. But my policy will be simple. I say, I'll rather take this money. You must work for it. Why can't you go and clean some of our hospitals, and then we can give you a subsidy? We can give you 1,000 rand, you know, to support your children. But why don't you cut? Can't you cut the grass? Why can't you help in our hospitals, in our school? And so that we can give you an extra 1,000 rand to look after your children. Because over the years, I've realized something that is for free, you're not going to honor that. It's like when somebody gives you a book for free, you're not going to read it because it did not cost you. You are taking it, you're putting it in the shelf. This is what is happening. We are not even honoring the very same money that has been given to our girls. You know what they do? By Hamaboyenzi Nwelengayo. I see you again. Kuluma ngama game changers. Look at what the scripture says. My time. Nkosiyami isikhathi. Look at what the scripture says. Daniel chapter 1. We're talking about, you know, you are never too young to become a game changer. Look at Daniel chapter 1. Beautiful story. The Bible says in verse 1, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. He's taking them to slavery. He came in and is taking these people, you know, Judah, to slavery. And then verse 2 says, and the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand. God allowed, you know, this captivity with some of the articles of the house of God, which he carried into the land, you know, of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought the articles into the treasure house of God. Listen, then the king instructed, you know, Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of his nobles. Look at this wise king. He says, after, you know, and then taking this people into captivity, he begins to say, in this big group, I want you to select the best.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Umkhuleko olungileyo unamandla. Qhubeka ukhulekele iRadio Pulpit nomsebenzi esiwenzayo kuNingizimu Afrika nomhlaba wonke.
When the drive gets long, we are there.
Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.